Yeah, I just want to. Good. I just want to thank the sponsors, Talia Nitai Barish, Lila Nishmat, Talia's grandmother, Yetta Malka Bas Menachem Mendel, and Sandy and Sid Goldschmidt, Lizekha Nishmat, Sid's grandfather, Meir Ben Shalom Zev, Ben Shlomo Zev, Hashem Shav and Aliyah. That's right. Okay, good. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So we were holding by the story that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and then after we left off, we saw it in Asar Aruge Malchus in the Shmoneh Esrei in Yom Kippur, in the Amida of Yom Kippur, in the Chazar Sashat Yom Kippur, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was tortured, and the background to when he was tortured was he ran away when there was a gzeira, not to give smicha, and he took five talmidim and he ran with them. And he gave them smicha outside the tchum of the city, and he told the kid, the boys to run, the talmidim to run, and he stood there, and just fascinating line of the Gemara says he was punctured by all of the arrows, right? Vasu kekvar, and he became a sieve, unfortunately. And the Gemara says, I'm not running, and I'm going to be like a stone that does not budge. So the Marsha says something unbelievable. The Marsha says what he meant by that is that I am not going to run away as if I'm in pain. Marsha says, turn to the Marsha. Listen to the lashon if you don't have it. I'm not going to turn around my neck to run away. Rather, I'm standing here ready to be mekabel the misa. Me'ava with ava. So what's the even? The even is beli hergish. I don't feel the pain. So the Marsha doesn't explain, but if I remember, I saw this years ago. I believe that there is a Tashbetz. This is quoted by the Mekubalim. There's a Tashbetz that a person who dies, a tzaddik who dies, Al Kiddush Hashem, when he's totally moser his guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't feel it. That's exactly what the Pshat Marsha is saying in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is. He says, no, don't worry about me. I'm an Evan over here. I don't have to run away. I'm going to be killed. I don't have to run away. I don't feel what they're feeling. Because a person who is in such a high level and is totally Meister Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has that ability to become an Evan. So this Pshat of Marsha fits very much with that Tashbetz. Yeah. Oh, so why did he do it? Why did he do it? Why was he Meister Nefesh? Right, so it had to be that he thought that he wasn't going to make it. You're saying, but then, right. I don't know. If he has the option to get out, he's mechuyif to try to get out. Not allowed to give up your life. Yeah. Because it wasn't anything gained by the fact that he was killed. But the Marsha, I think, was just bothered. What did he mean by the Evan? So he was telling his Talmidim, which could have also helped with their guilt, that they probably, yeah, but they were like, we can't leave Rebbe here. How are we going to leave him? And he said, and they see him getting punctured, and he says, don't worry, I'm a stone, I'm a rock, and like that Tashbetz, that's what it means, because there's a certain level of Mesiras Nefesh that you don't feel the pain of the Hariga. Good. So the Gemara was presenting that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was masmich and gave smicha to five of his talmidim. So the Gemara asks, how could it be? For Rabbi Meir, this is the last word on the line. It's Tosos Varevi, exactly. it's Rav Meir is the last words in the line. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda ben Bava Samche. Is it accurate that Rav Yehuda ben Bava was the one who gave Sficha to Rav Meir? Anyone who tainas that Rav Meir did not give, that Rav Akiva was not the one who was masmich Rav Akiva was not masmich Rav Meir, is making a talos. So it wasn't true that Rav Yehuda ben Bava was the one who gave smicha to Rav Meir. It was Rav Akiva who gave smicha to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, samche Rav Akiva v'loy kiblu, samche Rav Yehuda ben Bava v'kiblu. So the Gemara says, you're right, there were two attempts for him to get smicha. The first one didn't work out. When Rabbi Akiva tried to give Rabbi Meir smicha, it didn't work out. Why? The loy kiblu, it wasn't accepted. He didn't accept it. Why? Says Rashi in the third line, fishadayin hayabachar. So this is apparently a raya, a mucker, that you have to be a certain age. We don't have a Gemara that tells us this. What is the age? We have a din that you have to be 18 to get a license. The Gemara never tells us how old you have to be to get smicha. So there's some, from this Agadata, it sounds like that there is certain age. The Tur writes that you have to be 18 to be a Dayan. So it could be that this is his Makar, that the age that it didn't work out for Rabbi Akiva Smicha was because he was too young. So later on, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and this story, when he ran to the hills, that was when it worked out. He was an older age, and he was Masmich Rabbi Meir. Amr B'Shuv Ben Levi comes along the Gemara and says a new din. Amr B'Shuv Ben Levi, B'Shuv Ben Levi says, Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. Smicha does not work in galus, in chutz la'aretz. But the Gemara is not sure what that means. My ein smicha. What does it mean that smicha does not have its effects in chutz la'aretz? Ilei medeloi dainei dinei knasos klal b'chutz la'aretz. If you want to tell me that the courts don't work in chutz la'aretz, it's not true. But non Sanhedrin, no, I guess, being b'aretz, being b'chutz la'aretz. The Sanhedrin has the ability to what? To exist both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. So it can't mean that the actual courts don't exist in chutz la'aretz. Rather, ela d'loy samchinen b'chutz la'aretz. No. What it means is the actual process of smicha, granting a person rabbanos, does not exist in chutz la'aretz. So now the Gemara says, so now the Gemara is qualifying that it doesn't mean that the dayanim and the bezdin don't exist in chutz la'aretz. It means to grant the authority of the rabbanos, that doesn't exist in chutz la'aretz. That process has to exist in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara wants to clear, what's that? What does that mean? Pshita saimchin b'chutz la'aretz unismachin ba'aretz. I understand if the Rav and the person that's carrying the smicha, the Talmud from Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Samach himself, who now has authority, he has smicha, Ishmi pi Ishmi ad Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the authority to continue the chain. He's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Frakta Gemara Kasha, that I know. Saimchim b'chutz la'aretz v'nismachim b'aretz, if the Saimchim are in chutz la'aretz and the Nismachim are in Eretz, that I understand, that's no good. Amrina Deloy, that I understand that doesn't work. Ela soimchin ba'aretz v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz ma'i. But what happens is the klal that we were saying, ein smicha, ela b'aretz Yisrael, does that go on not only, the Gemara says, avadeh goes on the masmich, avadeh goes on the one with the authority, who's granting the authority from Moshe Rabbeinu, but does it also go on the recipient? Does it also go on the one who's actually gaining the title of now becoming a samach that he can't be in chutz la'aretz as well? My, so the Gemara is not sure. Toshma. The Rabbi Yochanan have a mitzar alei, the Rav Shaman bar Abba, the loy have a gabayu de lismichi. Rabbi Shimon ben Zered v'chad di'ime, umon Rabbi Yosef ben Achmai, v'amr le Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, v'chad di'ime, umon Rabbi Shimon ben Zered, chad ava gabayu samchiyu, v'chad loy ava gabayu loy samchu. So what's the Gemara's raya? So the Gemara's raya is that since it wasn't gabayu lemismichi, so therefore what? So therefore you see that the area of not only the masmich is crucial, But the area of the nismach is crucial, which means something fascinating. Smicha, which I would have thought up before this Gemara, I would have thought, who is the major player when it comes to giving over a smicha? It's the person who carries the authority. It's the person who's granting the smicha. It's the person who's karami, like we learned in the last Gemara, kari oisei rebi. He's the one who's granting that psak, that klaf, whatever you're getting, that is the, where does that have to be? That has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So make sure the Rav that's granting it, it is in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, no, we see from the story that from the fact that he wasn't around, the guy wasn't around, it wasn't good. So there's a raya that what? That both smicha and the nismach, the masmich and the nismach have to both be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the maskonas HaGemara. So the Gemara, if you remember, the last Gemara we did, which was a while ago, the Gemara thought that for a fleeting second, but then the Gemara said, because the Gemara learned from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua, and then the Gemara said, no, but it doesn't seem to be that you actually need it, rather, Kari also Rebbe. But the Gemara did think for a second that that's what it meant, but it's the halacha, it's not like that. Good.
So now,
why not? Again, the Gemara is clearing a shaila. Smicha, so, honestly, I would have said, let the Rabbanim go into an office and let them discuss who deserves smicha, and then they'll call it. What does that have to do with me? You let me know what happened. Was I matzliach or not? Or did I fail? But the chiddush of the Gemara is that no, where you are, the recipient also makes it. Sounds like there is some status that's changing, a minui hagavra, like we spoke about in the past, that makes you part and parcel of the process. It's not just like, you know, you're good, we're going to choose you. It's that, do you accept this? And we're actually crowning you, and you have to be here to be crowned, and it matters where you are. But what's not clear in the Gemara is the following. Gemara starts off with the following shaila. Does the matzmich have to be in Eretz Yisrael? That for sure. But does the nismach also have to be in Eretz Yisrael? Good. What's the Gemara's raya? Toshma? Deloy have a gabayu. What does that mean, deloy have a gabayu? That doesn't tell me Eretz Yisrael. That tells me, even within Eretz Yisrael, I can't be in Tel Aviv and you're in Yerushalayim. There's a matzav of both being Aaron Eretz Yisrael and not being Gabayhu. But if the suffix of the Gemara was what? The Gemara's suffix, according to the answer of the Gemara, should have been what? Do you have to be in the same office? Do you have to be Gabayhu in order to receive smicha? That wasn't the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. Is that going on the masmich, or is it also going on the nismach? The way the Gemara presents that suffix is that as long as, if I would just have that line of the Gemara, I would say, okay, but what are you sure about? As long as both of us are in Eretz Yisrael and meet the credentials of Eretz Yisrael, then what? Even if we're not connected, even if we're not in the same city, the same town, the smicha works. But the answer of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. The raya of the Gemara sounds like you need much more than just Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. You need Gabayu Mamish. So listen, this is a Machlokes Rishonim.
What's the Lashon Mitzayir? Is there upset about
it? I think he was upset about it. It's like Yashar Talmud.
He was more upset about it. If he can't do it, he was upset. He wanted
it. It never worked out. It never worked out. Never worked out. He wanted to give it. Yeah. Yeah. I think it bothered him. The Rebbe's like a father. Meaning, I think the opportunity. There's so many opportunities that happen, and it just he wanted to give him smicha, and it just bothered him. So let's see the lashon of Rashi. I don't know. Can you? Doesn't it sound like that? Gabayu? you want to say Gabayu means in the general sense. Means and means he's one of the guys. He's one of the Bnei Yisrael. I hear. It's interesting. Listen to Rashi. Ha Amram Deloy, Zakt Rashi, the Ain Smicha Bukhut Lorits, the Kaven the Ihava Gabon Hochel, Le Matsino Lemistle, Kosher Kane Hecha de Lesser Gabon. So Rashi adds in, and even if he was in front of us, but he was in Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't work. Kol Shekein, Hecha de Lesa Gabon. So also, when he's not, he's in Chutz La'aretz and he's all the way in America, Avad, it's not going to work. So clearly, you see Rashi's going, that what? That there's another factor in the Gemara, that's not just Chutz La'aretz versus Eretz Yisrael, but rather, that there's a two-party process. And there's actually a person nearby that's receiving the smicha. And he's not by the soimech, Dr. Rashi. So Rashi clearly says that what? That there's a halacha in this Gemara. Even though the original suffix of the Gemara does not sound like this, Rashi clearly learned that it wasn't only Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael based. There's one halacha that it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Both of us have to be in Eretz Yisrael. But there's an additional halacha, Zokta Rashi, that he also has to be Gabe the Samech. He has to be connected, and there's a two-person process. He's delivering, you're receiving, you're acquiescing, and you're accepting. But that does not seem to be Shitas HaRambam. If you look at the sheet, the Rambam passage is as follows. Ein soimchim kenim. And by the way, Jerome, it could be that Rashi held like this because of the pattern after Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua. I mean, that was the Iker Smicha. That was the source of Smicha. And there was Gabon. There was a two-party process. That he actually was able to put his hands on his head in that smicha. So therefore, there was a svara that it has to be near him. It was in Eretz Yisrael. About that. Oh, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. That's true. But there was no Eretz Yisrael. There was no Eretz Yisrael left. Yeah, that's true. It's a good aura. It's a very right.
Yeah, so No.
So we'll get to there in a second. We'll get to there in a second. Excellent aura. Give me 10 minutes. So the Rambam says as follows: Ein soimchin skeinim bechutz la'aretz. V'yaf al pi she'ilu asoimchin nismuchu be'aretz. She'ilu asoimchin nismuchu be'aretz. Afilu hayu asoimchin be'aretz. V'anismach chutz la'aretz. Ein soimchin. What do you need? Zokta Gemara, you need both the soimich and the nismach, the not only the giver, but also the recipient, to be in Eretz Yisrael. Vein tzarech lomar em hayu asoimchim bechutz laretz, and avada, like the Gemara says, that if the soimchim, the person who's delivering, is in echutz laretz, it's not going to work, on nismachim ba'aretz. Hayu shneim ba'aretz, Zokta Rambam, soimchim oisai. Oh! Nothing about what? Being near each other. So the Rambam clearly writes Beferish against Rashi. Says there is no halacha of a process, of a party talking to another party, of a duality in the process. Rather, there's a chalois. It has to be chal in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone who's there has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But not that they're at all. The Gemara never meant to say that there has to be a connection. The Pasha Pshat is, because the Gemara's suffix was Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. If the Gemara's suffix was Gabayu, it should have asked, Iba Inan Gabayu or Eloi B'Inan Gabayu. El Sheikhin Loi, we send it to him, like Koisvin Loi, Shu Samach, we notify him, we give him a cloth. The nice and Rishus Ladun Dineknasas, we give him permission to be Dan Dineknasas Hol Vishneim Baretz. Since both of them are in Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Rambam, unbelievable last phrase. V'chol Eretz Yisrael She'echziku Bo'olim Mitzrayim Ru'uyu L'smicha. Zokta Rambam, and what do I mean by Eretz Yisrael? What I mean by Eretz Yisrael is any area that they inhabited it in the Zman of Yoshua when they were oile from Mitzrayim. Basically, what? Yeah, basically calling what, including Eber Yarden, is totally on our where what was cheer was that? The Ran and Rashi with Roy Brown, with the Meiri, with the Rekiv Eger on Daf Yud, whether or not Eber Yarden you could bring Hakravas Oimer. That was that good. But Dr. Rambam, what's Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael was where Am Yisrael went when they came up from Mitzrayim. Good? Horrible. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Trumos, in Hilchos Chala, in Hilchos Shviyas, Kedusha Rishayna was loy kitchula las lova. The Rambam paskins that the only thing that has Kedusha is what? Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha is what? Is Kibush Shnia, not Kibush Rishayna. So why is the Rambam telling us that Eretz Yisrael is Oile Mitzrayim? This is a stira to the Rambam Shita. This is not correct. The Rambam... Oh. So that's exactly what the Radvaz points out over here. So the Radvaz points out something that we pointed out in the past few shiurim. And the Kesef Mishnah, the first time we pointed it out was way back when, probably a year ago, on Daf Heyam and Aleph, not more, when the Gemara says he got Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Gemara says it wasn't going to help for Bavel. So the Gemara says, why is he getting Rishus if it's not going to help for him to go to Bavel? So the Gemara, the reason he did that was La'ayaros ha'omdin alagvulin. He wanted it for the areas on the border. So the Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam says, the Rambam knew from that Gemara, the fact that you're going to have smicha and netilas rishus, which the Rambam Shita might be, that they're interchange, they're very similar. So smicha is something that's relevant for not only Eretz Yisrael proper, but rather, omdin ala gvulim, even outside the normal Eretz Yisrael, even areas that are on the barrier. This is not necessarily totally on the classic Eretz Yisrael. And look at what the Radvaz says. The whole Eretz Yisrael, the second Radvaz, Afal pishaloi hichziku ba oile bavel, Afal gav de ena ke Eretz Yisrael le'inyun trumos u'maisres, ulektas dvarim, zafrek the Radvaz, even though the Rambam paskins for kedushas ha'aretz, oile Mitzrayim does not help, and all of these areas would not be included in areas that have shviyas and shmita and trumos u'maisres. Says the Radvaz, ulektsas dvorim, l'inyan minoy smuchin hakolhu Eretz Yisrael. For certain halachas that pertain to Eretz Yisrael, that are not agricultural halachas, that are totally in kedushas ha'aretz, but rather based on some other Eretz Yisrael name, then this type of Eretz Yisrael is what the pivotal area is. The chen le'inyan hadar be'Eretz Yisrael, u'le'inyan hanikbar ba, u'le'shar kedushas Eretz Yisrael, dinam shava u'kvar hirich v'zeh b'sefer kaftor v'ferach. Says the kaftor v'ferach that there is another type of Eretz Yisrael for limited halachas outside of kedushas ha'aretz. You're right. For kedushas ha'aretz, for trumas ha'maisos, for agricultural halachas, then it's totally on kibush yachid or kibush shniyah. That was not in doubt from the original kibush. But there was what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky calls in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, Eretz HaMuftachas. There was a land that was granted in next week's Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, that already had borders, larger borders than the Ole Bavel, the Kibush Sheni, actually had, which was granted of Ole Mitzrayim, and that was the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, that this is going to be Eretz HaMuftachas. This is going to be the land that you're going to inherit. Oh, so now, what's the nafkamina once the first by Eis HaMikdash was destroyed? Who cares what the Havtocha of the Rebbeinu Shalom giving to Avraham Avinu? The answer is, there are certain halachas, the non-agricultural halachas. Smicha will be totally on those boundaries. Eglarufa, we'll see, will be totally on those boundaries. Kvura, the Kaftar Raferach says, it's a mitzvah to be nikbar in Eretz Yisrael. What happens if I want to be nikbar in, I don't know, Eilat? something like that in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but not the. I don't know. Is Eilat in the? No, Eilat's out of everything. Okay, I want to be. Give me an area. That's part of the first Olam Mitzrayim and not part of Be'er Sheva. Good. Be'er Sheva. So I want to be buried in Be'er Sheva. So the Kaftar of Erech holds that Kibur in Eretz Yisrael. Or, what we discussed on Daf Hei, we discussed this question of Aliyah Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael totally on Kedushas Haaretz? Or Yishuv Eretz Yisrael totally on Shem Eretz Yisrael? So I pointed out that there's a Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban in Gittin and Daf Bezim and Aleph, whether or not the halacha of Aliyah l'Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, does that follow Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Tosfos was very bothered. Tosfos at the beginning of Gittin says, I understand, there's theories all over. Did Aku have Kedusha or did Aku not have Kedusha? Some Gemara said Aku has Kedusha. Other areas of the Gemara say Aku don't have Kedusha. So Tosfos says, Aku was split in half. Some areas did, some areas didn't. Says the Ramban, there's no problem. One area is talking Kedushas Haaretz Legabi Mitzvos Hatzluyus Vaaretz, and one area is talking Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's no stira. The Ramban followed this Kaftar of Erech. There's a Shem Eretz Yisrael. There's a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. One Eretz Yisrael is what was granted to Avraham Avinu, and one Eretz Yisrael was what has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. It didn't have Kedusha yet. Exactly. Right. Correct. Now
if it's going to be conquered,
what?
That's a potential. You know, that's a potential, right? It's always a potential.
It was conquered. It was conquered. But it doesn't. What do you mean?
David conquered it, but it wasn't Melchemet Chovat.
He still has the ability to Makdish, as long as it's Kibush Rabin.
Where does it fall? Is that falls into? Can you extend the original?
Yeah, for sure. The Halach, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ches says Kibush Rabin Shmei Kibush. Now he needs the Urim Batumim, he needs Sanhedrin, you need a Melech, and it has to be not. The Gemara says if David HaMelech just rolled over, decided, well, I wanted to conquer this, and I decided on my own, that's called Kibush Yachid. So the Gemara has one day a Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, but we paskin Kibush Yachid Loi Shmei Kibush. And as a Machlekes Rishonim, how to understand what does it mean Kibush Yachid Kibush Rabim? Tosfos understands in getting there that he went out of order or whatever it is. He has some sort of. No, that's Kibush. That's Kibush. That's Kibush. That's Kedusha. Okay. But for Shem Eretz Yisrael, that never changes. That was Avraham Avinu. Now, Rav Soloveitchik, when he created this parsha, this called, Rav Soloveitchik never pinned it on specifically Avraham Avinu. He also had this phrase. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, I found, has this Eretz HaMuftachas from Shem Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik said that it also was something that was given to Avraham Avinu. But my question was, Rav Soloveitchik also said that he thinks Tumas Eretz Ha'amimim is also dependent on Shem Eretz Yisrael and not on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Namely, let's Be'er Sheva, okay? There is a halacha that living in Chutz La'aretz, Ad Kedei Kach, that I hate to break it to you, Rabbi Kiva Eger is not 100% sure why a Kohen is allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Kiva Eger has different sniffim that he tries to put together in order to be matzdik. But the problem is there's a tumah in Chutz La'aretz. Tumas Eretz Ha'amimim. Said Rav Soloveitchik that he thinks Tumas Eretz Ha'amimim is not a function of kibush, of Kedushas Ha'aretz for agriculture and mitzvahs. It's a function of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now when I saw Rav Soloveitchik, before I get into how he proved that, let's just take that as a given. That's something that's not linked to kibush or linked to kibush. So I had the following idea. What created Tumas Eretz Ha'amimim? Yana D'yayma. The Mabul. The Mabul mixed up Mesim all around, and everything went crazy, and therefore there's Tumah all over the land. Ah, you'll ask me, so why not Eretz Yisrael? So it's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us on the Akuf Yudalit Amin Aleph, Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether or not the Mabul existed in Eretz Yisrael. This week's parsha, Rabbi Yochanan holds the Mabul. It did not exist in Eretz Yisrael. The Mabul existed everywhere else in the world except for Eretz Yisrael. So in Cain, it comes out if that's all correct. So what I'm suggesting right now is that this concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael might have only been relevant to us as Am Yisrael once Avram Avinu was granted this gift. But this already existed, the Shem Eretz Yisrael already existed prior to Avram Avinu. This already existed in the Chetza of being Shem Eretz Yisrael. There was a concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael already prior in this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, V'haraya, there wasn't a Mabul in Chutz La'aretz and there wasn't Tumas Eretz Amim. Where were the borders of that area? So for Soloveitchik is right, the borders of that area was Eilam Mitzrayim, the Shem Eretz Yisrael that's going to exist for all these halachas that don't pertain to agricultural mitzvahs. So it's that halacha that's relevant, our parsha, the first halacha that was relevant to the Shem Eretz Yisrael versus the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael is the halacha of Tumas Eretz Amimim, which is based on that Gemara in Zvachim, whether or not there was a Mabul in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. What? I don't think so, yeah. There was no Mabul.
So what, there is other survivors?
I don't know if anyone lived there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rish Lakish holds there was. Rish Lakish holds there was. Enachanami. I'm assuming like Rabbi Yochanan in this editor. The Gemara goes back and forth trying to prove Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, you think that there was no Babel in Eretz Yisrael? How you can explain this? How you can explain that? That's the whole Shaka Vitari in the Gemara as well. Fascinating Gemara. But if you accept all those Hanachas, it sounds like this week's Parsha was actually the first Nafgamina between in this halacha about Shem Eretz Yisrael. But whatever it is, however you slice it, you see that there are many different functions of Eretz Yisrael that are not necessarily pertaining to the Kedushas HaAretz. Now, the question a person has to ask themselves is, why are these halachas unique? Why should these halachas be Tully and Shem Eretz Yisrael? And what does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean without the Kedushas HaAretz? Isn't Eretz Yisrael only Chashiv and only unique because it has Kedushas HaAretz? Outside of the world of Kedushas HaAretz, what is Shem Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yisrael, this gets back to something we've reiterated many, many times in Hilchos Ibur Hashana and throughout the Masechta. There is a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, and Soloveitchik, or Moshe Soloveitchik always used to say, Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to knowing about whether or not majority of the people made a sin and have to bring a special carbon, a par alam dover shel tzibur. How do you evaluate who's in Eretz Yisrael, who's part of Klal Yisrael, who's not part of Klal Yisrael? As sad as it is for us, Rabbi Yisai, it's not us. We are considered yechidim. We are not a tzibur. The tzibur is only people that are living in Eretz Yisrael. People in Eretz Yisrael are considered the ones representing Am Yisrael. If the tzibur is the one that's representing Am Yisrael, so when there are certain halachas that are connected to the tzibur of Am Yisrael, so that has to be an Eretz Yisrael. An Eretz Yisrael not of agriculture, an Eretz Yisrael that represents the first tzibur. What's the first tzibur? Avraham Avinu talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're going to have Knesset Yisrael, and you're going to be Av Hamon Goyim. You're going to be the father of the Jewish nation. And that's halacha that's unique to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Ibur Hashanah has to be an Eretz Yisrael. That's why Smicha has to be an Eretz Yisrael. Because these are going to be the leaders of Am Yisrael. Good? So just to quickly finish, yeah. What did he say? Yeah. Right. I remember Rabbi Shechter said that. Rabbi Shechter told me that after Rabbi Goren came and he said that, and then Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't always comment on speakers, but he gave a whole shiur to reject what Rabbi Goren said. Yeah. Okay. So this is the raya for this whole shtickel Torah, which is really just fascinating for our connection to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, just to finish up, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshia have a kamishtakid, Rabbi Yochanan lemis mechinu. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Oshia, the last of the wide lines, Rabbi Yochanan was trying very hard to give them smicha. Loi have a mistaya milsa. It never worked out. It just never worked out. We saw this Gemara last year because there's a machlokes rishonim. Why was it loi mistaya have a milsa? Rashi learns loi mistaya have a milsa that what? He couldn't find two other people to be samech with him. Why couldn't he find two other people to be samech with him? Rashi's of the Shita as well as the Yad Ramah, because it's not enough to have just one samach to grant smicha. All three have to be smuchim in order to grant smicha, because you need a bezdin. So therefore, what's loy havim stayim ilsa? Yeah, vada, there were people that he could pull out of the supermarket. But he couldn't get another samach that actually could help him in this area. The problem is, Shita Sarambam. Rambam, we pointed out, holds smicha. You can have a bezdin even if you don't have all of them smicha. And when it comes to giving smicha, you only need one of them to be a samach, ish mi pi ish, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Rambam Shita is that smicha, as we pointed out many times, that the Rambam Shita is that smicha is not a halacha in bezdin. I could have a bezdin and I could accomplish geiris bizman hazeh even though I don't have samach. Bezdin is bezdin, and smicha is for psak. Smicha is for another root. Smicha is something else. And therefore, the Rambam can mix and match. The Rambam can hold, I can have a bezdin for smicha, where only two of them are a regular bezdin, and one of them is the one carrying on that special authority in psak from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is going to have a little bit of a difficult time explaining this gemara. What's Lehav Amstayim Milti? He couldn't find two other guys to join up with him. For whatever reason, the Rambam understands that it was Lehav Amstayim Milti. Have a mitzvah tuva, and he was very upset, like Mori pointed out before. Amru le le nitzvah. So he tried to make his Rebbe feel better. Don't be upset. The honor me the base Eli, because I'm actually a descendant from Eli, and I can't get smicha anyways. The Amr Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman Rebbe Yosef Menayin Shein Esmachon Lebeis Eli Shnemar Lo Yez Kan Beischa Kol Ayomim Maiz Kan Ilim Is Kamamish. Is it doesn't mean that you're not going to have elders from the descendants of Eli Voksiv Kol Marbes Beischa Yamusu Anoshim. We already know that they're going to die young, so we don't need another pasuk to tell us that they're going to die young. Eloat, it means smicha. Not only is Eli's descendants going to die young, but rather they're not going to be smuchim. So therefore, he told him that you shouldn't be upset because I'm a descendant of Eli, and therefore I'm not able to get smicha anyways. So the fascinating Marsha that I think is very relevant and with this will close. Marsha asks if he wasn't able to give him smicha. An interesting question to Marsha. Marsha says if he wasn't able to give him smicha, so why did the Gemara call it Reb Chanina and Reb Yoshia? They didn't get smicha. The Gemara tells us that the process of smicha is not to put the hand on, but rather to call them Rebbe. So why are you giving them smicha? So, there's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, that Bizman Azeh, I don't know, there's this new shtick that the guys who were cool in high school, the way they approach their Rebbe is they say, Rav. They say, Rav, I have this question, Rav. I tell my Talmidim straight that I don't want them to call me Rav. I'd like you to call me Rebbe. Not because I need you to be my Rebbe, but it teaches them that there's a certain shaykhus. So it's fascinating that this is the hanacha. It's from high school. It comes Rav, and sometimes it's Yo Rav, sometimes it's Hey Rav. You know, it goes all Rav. So to Marsha. Marsha says here, it's a mistake. It wasn't Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Yoshia. It was Rav Chanina, Rav Yoshia. And that was a raya that they weren't really musmach. Because they called them Rav. Rav was something that was only relevant for Bavel, for Chutz La'aretz. To be a Rebbe, that you need smicha. Zakht Marsha. That's what the Gemara meant earlier to Mamish B. Smicha. What's a raya that you give smicha? To call them Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Oishia. In the Gemara, we have to be Gurus in our Gemara. Call them Rav Oishia, Rav Chanina. And that's a raya that it's not really a Rav and that there's not some connection. So this Marsha was Mamish Misnabe to what the generations in the future would see. The difference between Rav and Rebbe is already exists in this Gemara.